Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Building Your Extraordinary Business. This is the Vision Weekend 2012 edition, and I'm your host, Jim Pepper, CEO of the Better Business Company. Boy, oh boy, do we have a wonderful show for you this evening. But before we get into this show, as many of you have been, who have been following this special Monday evening radio program, you know that I have a co-host, the dynamic, dazzling Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson. And you also know that we simulcast into her show. So before we introduce her, our guest this evening, I'm just going to dial right into her show and hopefully
Blog
technology.
Talk Radio.
There we are. We're in her show.
Welcome
now
to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Okay, as everybody knows, then very shortly we're going to be on her show. In the holding pattern right now. And we're still in the holding pattern. I'm not in your show.
Because Skype is telling me I am uninstalled, so I'm trying to install it over. I don't know. I just used it last night. This thing is silly.
Well, you know what? Why don't you just hang out? Because our guest is here. Our chat room is popping.
Okay, wonderful.
And Daphne, why don't you do me the honor of introducing our guest this evening?
Okay. Well, hello, Mr. Orme. How are you?
I am outstanding. If I was any better, I'd be you.
Say it again?
I said I am outstanding. If I was any better, I would be you.
Amazing, amazing. You know, I was sitting this morning and I was reflecting on today being Martin Luther King's Day. And I don't know if when you chose the date, you had planned it. I said, what an amazing day to be hanging out with an amazing man from Atlanta, Georgia.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you, I was excited just to get the invitation, and for it to be on Martin Luther King Day is just extra special.
Yes, it certainly is. And, you know, just to introduce Mr. Orme to the listeners, and momentarily, for those of you who are listening on the A New Day, momentarily I will get there. Mr. Orme and I met a few years ago because we were both members of the FraserNet organization with Mr. George Frazier. And, you know, we go to the conference and we are both always so busy doing what we are doing. However, we were privileged to be at a retreat in the Bahamas. And that was when I got closer to Sam and understand more about the caliber of work that he does, his commitment to helping to build people, and especially to entrepreneur. And I said, oh my heaven, what an amazing gentleman this is. He's someone that has given a lot to his community and developing people, not only entrepreneurs, but young people as well. So when he said yes, Jim, to be part of the Vision Weekend Conference, I know that the attendees will be blessed to have him. And tonight, I know that they will be in total agreement with me when they hear what he has to say and what he has to offer. So I would love to, at this time, introduce to some and present to others my friend and my colleagues, the Sam Orme.
Hey, I thank you so much, Daphne. I mean, that really means a lot to me, those words. You're absolutely right. We were in the Bahamas, and we had an incredible time, but to have an opportunity to really fellowship and come up with ideas about how to empower people, as you said, we really strategized on doing some things to really help our community, help people all around the world, and I just love your spirit. So when you invited me to participate on the Vision Weekend, I tell you what, I was super excited about doing that because I know you have a passion for people. You're doing something that's totally unique, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But, you know, you're doing something that's going to empower people and impact generations yet unborn. So I certainly appreciate the invitation to speak on Vision Weekend, but also appreciate those kind words that you just shared with the audience.
Thank you so very much. You're someone that I respect very much. And I know you have met Jim already, but I want to just go ahead and officially introduce you both, because Jim is another gentleman that I've admired for many years and admired the work that he is doing as well. So I want to just officially introduce you both.
Well, thank you for the official introduction, Daphne, and you know how much we all love you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you so very much.
So let's get on with this show. I mean, we can have a love fest, but we got a chat room full of folks, and I know what they want to hear about. They want to hear about a couple of things. But the first thing I want to hear about is, Sam, why don't you tell my listeners what One Voice Worldwide is about?
Well, sure. First of all, One Voice Worldwide, we're a marketing company. We actually have three different divisions. We actually have a health and wellness division. We market healthcare services as well as health and wellness products. We have a social media division where we're actually taking advantage of the phenomenon that is social media. And then we're also doing some things in the beauty industry where we created our own line of beauty products. So we're excited about that. It's multifaceted, multicultural. We've expanded from the United States. We recently, in 2011, opened in Europe. And we have a very aggressive game plan this year to go into the continent of Africa. So we're just excited about being able to empower people all over the world.
Beautiful.
Wow. Now, with your experiences, and I'm telling you, your background is outstanding, and I've been to your website, and I'm fascinated. I mean, there's more goodies on your website than can be counted, you know. I'm serious about that, you know, integrity, commitment, and desire. Wow.
There you go.
That's very powerful. That's really powerful. You know, what can our folks, you know, and we're going to get into the conference shortly, but what can the folks plan to hear from you on? What we try to do is this. We know that folks, if they have any sense whatsoever, all right? Now, when I say sense, I'm not talking about 3 cents, 4 cents, 5 cents. I'm talking about business sense. If they have any business sense whatsoever, they're going to use these shows to prepare themselves for this incredible conference coming up in March. And what I mean by prepare themselves, they have an opportunity to hear from every one of the speakers in great detail So if they're listening, if they're taking notes, if they go back and get the podcast, they're going to be able now to take their notes. When they come out to the conference, they're going to be able to really, really, really get from you. And not only that, even running up to the conference, they can connect with you so that they have a running start, so that when they really get there, their feet are going to be grounded. They're going to know the proper questions to ask you when they have the opportunity to meet with you personally, the whole nine yards. So what are you going to be sharing with them so that they can start getting themselves revved up?
Well, it's going to be, again, multifaceted, and I say that because right now, I'm sure most people know that we're in a serious economic situation around the world. You know, in fact, here in America, there's about 46 million people who are living in poverty, you know, and that number is continuing to grow. And you think about the irony of this being, you know, Martin Luther King Day, when, you know, all the things that he talked about and all the changes that he dreamed and the visions that he had for our country and our world, where we're still 46 million people in a country like the United States living in poverty. That's something that we have to change. Well, one of the things that I'm going to be doing at the conference in terms of speaking, I want to be able to kind of bridge the gap, if you will. We talked at One Voice Worldwide about, you know, building wealth, health, and keeping God first. And when you really look at those things, we're talking about being able to get money as an issue out of the way. When people really, really delve into their situation, 9 out of 10 issues, if not 10 out of 10 issues that people are having today, stems from finances, whether it's stress in the household, whether it's stress in the marriage. Even, you know, some people will say, well, you know, as long as I got my health, I'm okay. Well, it costs a lot of money to be healthy. Because you have to eat
a certain way,
you have to live a certain lifestyle. So, you know, we want to be able to share with individuals how to get money as an issue out of the way, live that healthy, quality life where not only you're talking about what you consume inwardly, but being able to get up when you're done sleeping. Imagine getting up when you're done sleeping. Imagine every day being a holiday, every day being Saturday. See, that's a lifestyle that most people can only dream about. But understand it's the reality of a lot of people. A lot of people actually just get up when they're done sleeping. They don't own an alarm clock. And then we understand that for all of this to work, we have to keep your creator first. So we want to talk about at the conference how we can actually do that, get money as an issue out of the way, live that healthy, quality lifestyle, and keep God first. And I guarantee every single person, you know, being able to do those things and keep it in the proper perspective and to keep it in the proper order, your lives will be changed in ways you could have only imagined.
Wow. You know, I so totally agree. I'm an ordained minister. And before business, you know, there's one place I turn to, and that's to the Lord. Everything else is second to that. You know, so it's him, my family, then the business. We put things in their priority, then it all works out.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Daphne, did you? Oh, I just wanted to make sure you were there because I, you know.
Yes, I'm here. I'm trying to figure Skype out because, you know, it's Skype is just crazy. I guess I will just need to download the show from you and upload it on my server.
There you go.
That's downright crazy. I'm just super excited about what Sam just says, and I want to ask him a question. Based on your experiences, why do you think that we as believers think it is a shame to experience wealth? Why do so many believers, and especially Christians, are still living a life of poverty and mediocrity?
Well, to be quite honest with you, and I know this may be a controversial statement, but I kind of think that's an oxymoron. I don't think you could be a true believer and live in lack. Now, what I mean by that, you know, you just have to understand that certain things are there for us. And
we
have to take the initiative to go out and to empower other people, and by empowering other people, that's going to give us all the tools and ammunition that we need to actually fulfill our own personal desires. So, you know, really, you can't really have that full-fledged belief and living in lack. We just can't do that. I just personally believe that's an oxymoron. What we should be doing is actually looking to identify ways where we can empower other people, therefore empowering ourselves. But we have too many people, as you say, who are believers. They're living in fear. You know, living in fear of not what they have to gain, but what they have to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Most people feel like, well, you know, I don't want to take a chance. I don't want to take a stand because I may lose what I have, or people may scorn me, or just so many things. But that's not the life of a believer. You have to, you know, if you don't take a chance, you don't stand a chance. You have to really step out on your faith and understand that if your Creator has given you a vision to see something in your life, then He has already put the resources in place.
That's right. Because, you know, Sam, even the Vision Weekend conference here, I am faced with a lot of obstacles from people who say they are believers, and I'm saying who say they are, because I am so in tune with what you just said. And instead of looking on the lineup and what the speakers are bringing to them, the first questions out of their mouths, they're ready to ask me if everybody on the platform is saved. And I say, well, why don't you be at the conference for yourself so you can make that judgment and that assessment? Because a lot of people, you know, they talk about like Oprah Winfrey and a lot of other people that they have wealth and they this and they don't do this and they don't do that. But you know what I have come to understand and realize? Is a lot of people who we quote-unquote categorize are as people of the world, they are utilizing a lot of godly principles, and this is why they are prospering. They will give, and they will support. They are quote-unquote not going to church. They are not part of an organized religion. But they are utilizing universal principles. And the principles, God principles, they're not asking if you serve. They're just saying apply them and get
Absolutely.
The benefit.
You know, Daphne, first and foremost, number one, this is a business conference. I didn't realize they were coming to church, okay? So it's not, is the preacher saved, okay? All right, so I want to get that out of the way. The next thing I want to get out of the way is everybody in your church saved, okay?
That's right. No,
I'm not trying to jump out there and get nasty, but, you know, I think that's ridiculous.
That's
this conference, the Lord has placed on your heart to put this conference together to help business owners and potential business owners get to a place where they can fully understand how they can lower their risk and increase the potential to succeed in business. And there's nothing wrong or ungodly about succeeding in business. To that end, you have put together a list of 18 people who I'll say 17 because I'm not going to speak for myself, who are absolutely phenomenal about what they do, and you created a platform where each and every single speaker will be heard by the people who attend the conference. They don't have to worry about coming and then trying to figure out which breakout session to attend. Every session, because each speaker will be individual, and every session that will be available to them to see. Then you ended up saying, all right, fine. Now I've given you everything you need to be successful with the speakers that are going to be on the program. How can I get you here? In other words, how can I help you pay for the conference? So you put together an affiliate program where if they took advantage right now of the affiliate program, not only will their ticket be paid for the entire conference, but they could potentially even earn money to spend while they're at the conference. What's wrong with that idea?
Just the blind people. Just the blind people cannot see, you know. And
oh, I
am just you know, I am just so thankful that there are others out there who understand about what we are putting, what we have put together to make a difference in the lives of each and every individual. Who, of course, you have to want it, you know,
absolutely.
But it's there for you. The dinner is on the table. You got to sit around the dining table to help yourself. This is buffet.
It's a huge buffet. It's funny, you know, usually you get a little bit to eat from each particular tray at a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
This is a buffet which each meal is actually a banquet.
That's right. That's right. It is indeed, because when you look at all the caliber of the speakers that are lined up there, and each and everyone is excited about depositing into the lives of people, because people are blaming the economy and this is going wrong and that's going wrong. This is our opportunity to make a difference, to help to turn the economy around, because it's only as entrepreneurs that we can make an impact and a dent in this economy. It's up to us to do that.
That's absolutely right. And it's funny, the same people that are always talking about the economy hurting them, I asked them, before the economy went bad, how well were you doing?
That is deep.
There you go.
Oh, I've done deep. That. I can't play games. I'm there to help you, not help you make excuses.
Right.
You know, you got to get past the excuses, all right?
That's
you can continue going around this mountain if you want to. All
right,
but
that's
the economy being the way it is, it's not going to allow you to go around it but so many times before it falls on top of you.
That's right. And there are people,
you know,
who are
talking about that and talking about ways that people can take advantage of opportunities. I notice also, Sam, with your company, that you provide network marketing opportunities. Why don't you tell us something about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I got involved in network marketing several years ago. As a matter of fact, my chosen industry, my profession is neurology. I went to undergraduate and medical school for neurology, but I was introduced to network marketing about 15 years ago, and really just to make an extra couple hundred dollars while I was finishing my education, and you know how it is at school. But I got started with a company back then, and I didn't know what I didn't know, but long story short, over the next 10 years, I built a $30 million company within that company. And building that company, and I don't say that to impress anybody, but to impress upon them the power and the value of incorporating the efforts of other people when you're talking about getting wealthy. Based on that, I was able to, 7 years ago, to create my own network marketing company, the company that I talked to you about earlier, One Voice Worldwide. And, you know, our first 27 days in business, we did $250,000 in volume. And I say that again to say that when you're talking about leveraging your time and your effort, that's how a lot of people get wealthy. And I run into people every day, and they say, well, you know, network marketing doesn't work. And I ask them, I say, you on Facebook? Yeah, I'm on Facebook. Well, then you're already utilizing network marketing. You're just not getting paid for it.
That's right.
You know, what is
that's
Facebook?
Right.
You introduce a friend who introduce a friend who introduce a friend. It's no different. It's just that we put finances and e-commerce behind that, and this is how we've been able to impact and empower people. And so I've been traveling around the country, in fact, traveling around the world, just sharing a message of prosperity to people and utilizing network marketing and traditional forms of business as well as a platform to help individuals. And one thing that I take pride in fact, this is how I was even introduced to FraserNet and the Power Networking Conference, is the fact that I had created over 1,000 millionaires just by building my organization previously. And I really take pride in that, because that's a lot of people's lives that you have touched in a positive
that's right.
Way.
That's right.
So I'm excited about it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And, you know, it's something powerful you said, because it was yesterday Yolanda Webb, who is one of our speakers, and happy birthday, Yolanda. She shares the same birthday with Dr. Martin Luther King. So if you are listening, my sister, happy birthday to you. And she and I, we were talking about the same thing, Sam, about people who are prominent and they are blacks, and they will tell you the size and the depth of their Rolodex. But when you ask them, can you name me a few people that you have held by the hand to help them to deepen their Rolodex like you do, and all of a sudden people begin to stutter, you know, because rarely, not too many of those people have done anything for anybody else. So I applaud you when you make that statement about how many millionaires you have built. How many people on Martin Luther King Day can say that? I applaud you, my brother.
I certainly appreciate that, and we take it seriously. And it goes back to what we were talking about earlier with believers. You understand that there, even in the ministry, there are different variations of people who minister. And, you know, a lot of times we get that line a little skewed, but the people who are doing it the right way, they genuinely have the best interest of other people at heart. You know, they're doing it unselfishly. They're not looking for reward. And they're doing it with a pure heart, and they're doing it cheerfully. This is why they are blessed with the desires of their heart. And see, a lot of people got that backwards. They think that they, you know, they're to go out and do certain things and they're trying to take things and do all these other crazy things. No, no, no. If you go out and do the things that you're supposed to do, you do it in the right order, you have a pure heart, you're doing it cheerfully with no agenda, then all the desires of your heart will come your way. And that's how successful people become successful.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's written everywhere. I mean, this is not a formula that was just created. This has always been the formula for moving forward. But, again, you're not going to get anything in your hand if your hand is closed.
That's not right at all. That's right.
And you're not going to get anything in your head if your mind is closed.
That's right.
And that turns out to be a huge problem. I've worked with well over 4,000 businesses, and one of the things that I have found, there's nothing new under the sun, all right? People succeed for the same reasons, and people fail for the same reasons. And the area of failure always surrounds their lack of acumen in really successfully running their business, all right? And they disparage anyone who tries to cause them to learn. How do you do anything without learning first? You know,
That's funny, correct.
Sam, you were saying how you were in college and you were studying neurology, but at the same time, you got involved with something that was going to help you earn some money while you were in school. That's the typical thing to do. But
right. You,
and I'm going to use this word, this word is sometimes a little touchy, but you learned that there were other opportunities out there.
That's right. You
were prepared to take advantage of those opportunities. And you learned how to make those opportunities work for you. And what you did was is you spun off of that system, took what you learned, and launched what you have now, and it became successful. So there's a word there that's pretty consistent, and it's called learned. We all have to learn how to get ahead. And you can't do that by saying, oh, I'm not going to do that, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. Those are two words that causes so much destruction. I can't, I can't, I can't.
You know the other thing, gentlemen, that I see holding us back as a people, and especially today on Martin Luther King's Day, I think it's a relevant statement for me to put forth, is the fact that we have a lone ranger mentality, and we like to hold on to what little we have. Instead of coming together and put your little with my little and together we build. But we have that selfish mentality. And even those who goes out in faith to trust others, greed step in sometimes and damage a relationship. I don't know if both of you have experienced this in your years of business.
I certainly have. Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, it's unfortunate because we have so much power and so much might as a unit. But it's truly unfortunate that we don't readily recognize that in ourselves. And, you know, again, it goes back to what I said earlier. People are so afraid that they're going to lose something that, you know, they hold on everything with a closed fist. But, again, you're blocking your blessings that way. And I think this is why Division Weekend is going to be so powerful, because it's going to really expose the decision makers, a lot of decision makers, business owners. It's going to want to expose them to just a different empowering mindset to take back to their communities, to take back to their businesses all around the country. And we're going to create. This is not the end. This is just the beginning of something powerful we're going to be doing. And I'm telling you, we're going to allow different types of entrepreneurs and, you know, small business owners to just refocus themselves, identify what it is that they're looking to do, their vision, what is their purpose, what is your goal, you know, is it empowering other people, what is it that they're looking to do. So we're going to actually have opportunities for them to consider how to build their goals, their lifetime goals, and, you know, give them all the equipment, all the tools, all the conversations that are needed to empower themselves first, and then take that empowerment and actually take it back to their businesses, take it back to their clients and their communities, so they'll get an opportunity to take control of their future by building successful business.
And I keep telling you, know, for the many weeks we have been on now, and again, I want to thank Jim for this platform to do this. We are letting people understand this is no ordinary conference. You are entering into a movement. As it says, it's going to be a vision transformation revolution. It's not just a conference you come and you walk and pick up handout and you go back with a bunch of papers. We are giving you tools, and there will be systems in place that will be holding you accountable and keep you closely connected until you come to the next conference.
Absolutely. You know, 17, 18 of the most powerful people in their chosen industries that's going to share from the heart with everybody there to really just pour out some things from their heart. And I tell you, you know, everybody is going to be impacted in a way that you can only imagine. When I saw the lineup, and I definitely have to tip my hat to you, Daphne, on putting together this lineup, I was amazed. You know, I've been blessed to speak to different conferences and different events around the world, but never have I been so fortunate to speak with the talent and the expertise of these 8 to 17 other individuals who are going to share the stage with us on that weekend. So my hat's off to you, my sister.
And I'm telling you some, all praise and glory to our Father, because I tell you, you know